The state of Texas plans to take over its largest school district, Houston. We're talking about the 8th largest school district in the country, seeing its superintendent and board of trustees replaced. Now, this has happened in other big cities, but it's touched off intense anger from officials representing Houston and the teachers' union. Dominic Anthony Walsh is covering this. He's education and families reporter for Houston Public Media. Dominic, welcome.
Thank you.
The administration of Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, says the Houston Independent School District has systemic problems, and therefore they announced this takeover. What problems do they cite?
Right. They're talking about a few schools, one in particular failing to meet state standards for several years. The Texas Education Agency actually first tried to do this back in 2019, but the move was held up in court until January of this year. Since then, there's been improvement in a lot of schools, but they make the point that there are still some schools that don't meet state standards.
I understand one specific school at the center of this fight historically is Wheatley High School, historically low scores. Briefly, what happened there?
Right. So Wheatley High School failed to meet state standards for several years in the lead up to 2019. It also didn't meet state standards during Hurricane Harvey recovery. So this is a school that serves a predominantly low-income Black and Latino community. And a lot of advocates basically say that the standards system doesn't take into account all of the factors that a school like Wheatley faces. And also, it received a passing grade last year while this move was still held up in court.
Oh, I see. So by some measures, things are getting better at Wheatley.
Right. And more than 3/4 of the schools that previously did not meet state standards met them last year.
So this takeover in Houston, will this change things in the classroom? Will this change, say, school budgets?
So it depends how aggressively the board of managers appointed by the state to replace the elected school board members. It depends how aggressively they act. They will have complete power over the district when they're appointed in June. They will keep that power for at least 2 years, most likely longer, essentially indefinitely. And what they decide to do with classroom curriculum, library books, the expansion of charter schools, the whole host of policies that they have power over, that'll determine how much this move trickles down to the classroom level. So it's we'll see, essentially.
That's Dominic Anthony Walsh, reporter for Houston Public Media. Dominic, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
Let's talk now to Zeph Capo, president of the Texas American Federation of Teachers. The union is against the takeover plan. Zeph, welcome.
Thank you.
What will this takeover mean for teachers in the Houston district?
Well, that's certainly a great concern of ours. Our Houston teachers have really gone through a lot over the last several years, from the hurricane to massive budget crises to increasing accountability standards with little to no support to meet those standards. And if the plan coming in is more doubling down of punitive types of measures and policies, then I think we're going to see even more exodus from our classrooms, which has been, one of the major hurdles that we've been trying to overcome.
Now, the state government has cited what it calls systemic problems in years of low academic ratings in the Houston Independent School District. This takeover is also supported by State Representative Harold Dutton, a Democrat representing part of Houston. He spoke earlier this week. Let's take a listen.
What this is about is changing the outcome for thousands and thousands of kids, particularly those in Northeast Houston. And so while people are beating me up and beating up the commissioner and saying all kinds of crazy things, at the end of the day, failing schools destroys this democracy.
Zeph, what do you say to this argument that this is about better outcomes for students?
So Representative Dutton has been in that spot for probably 3 decades now. And one of the major factors that he consistently forgets about is that our schools do not operate in vacuums. As a matter of fact, another one of our Houston delegation coined a term earlier this week that we have a state-engineered failure of our district due to chronic underfunding, due to chronic lack of attention. But I want to take a minute to walk outside the schools, because what we need from representatives like Mr. Dutton is help ensuring that we can actually do our jobs. That means parents have to have jobs that provide decent wages so that they can feed their kids and have a stable roof. We've got to have environments where kids aren't walking through toxic chemical waste dumps to be able to get to school. We need to be able to support school funding so that school districts like Houston and Wheatley in particular aren't hundreds of dollars below the below the state average for per pupil funding, which is already thousands of dollars below the national average for per pupil funding across the country. Like, those are things that he's actually failed on delivering for his community for multiple years, for multiple decades. So it's no wonder that our schools are struggling for the last several years.
And Seth, quickly, there are also accusations of problems on the current board. The state describes what it calls chaotic meetings and an alleged bribery scheme that led the former board president to plead guilty or to be indicted. Has the board, which is being replaced, been problematic?
Absolutely. We certainly can't defend the wrongs of the board, but the concerns that we have, one of the investigatory reports the state leans on to make their claim, we have an understanding that the main witness for that report was actually the high-level staffer who was arrested by the FBI and potentially that same school board member that they're citing.
Zeph Capo of the Texas American Federation of Teachers, thank you.
Thank you.